This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 9, draft notice of disposition on Reg 2-2014-6, candidate debates. Thank you. We have before us Mr. Knopp and Adab of the Office of General Counsel. Would you like to please make a presentation? Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning or good afternoon, Commissioners. The Commission received a petition for rulemaking on September 11th of last year from counsel on behalf of an organization called Level the Playing Field. The petitioner requested that the Commission open a rulemaking to revise the Commission's regulation concerning the selection criteria used to determine participation in candidate debates by debate sponsors. A notice of availability regarding this petition was published in the Federal Register on November 14th of last year. That notice provided information regarding how to obtain a copy of the petition and sought comment. The Commission received approximately 1,260 comments on the petition, and the next step is for the Commission to decide whether or not to open a rulemaking in response to the petition. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of counsel, Mr. Knopp? No questions, any comments with respect to this matter? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A similar petition came before us back in, I believe, 2009. And I voted against moving forward on a rulemaking on that, and I think that many of the same reasons that that I cited there are I think still applicable here. I think that the requester sets forth it was a very interesting request and sets forth potential alternative criteria to what is maybe traditionally used by organizations that are putting on debates, and the criteria they set forth, there's nothing that prohibits an organization from deciding to use the criteria that they would recommend, and there's also nothing in our regulations that requires that polling data be used as well. I mean, that these are still open questions. I think that I would be reluctant to open up our rules and dictate with more specificity when if there's I think as I think our concern here really is less about ensuring that as many people get on the debate stage as possible, even though I think that's a larger policy issue that that concerns us all as Americans, you know, just how many or how few that we think is useful on a debate stage. Our role as commissioners really is looking at what does or does not trigger a corporate contribution to those who are participating. And in light of that more narrow concern that we have, I don't see that our current regs are problematic on that front, and so I'm reluctant to reopen our debate regulations, and I think that the reasons that I cited back in 2009 are still in force now, and so that's where I am right now.
Thank you. Let me weigh in on this because I don't agree with your position. While, you know, polling thresholds in 2009 were once a valid, fair, and unbiased way to determine eligibility for debates to ensure that there was no unfair corporate promotion, we know now that things have changed in the last couple of years. I have sort of something here from Nate Silver himself, who uses polling said that the world may have a polling problem, and it's harder to find an election in which polls did all that well. And he gave a number of examples: the Scottish independence referendum, the 2014 U.S. midterms, the Israeli legislative election, and the 2012 presidential election. And this came from Politico. And there was also even more recently a New York Times article about that with respect to England as well. So I think that it's within our purview, and it's really something that we need to be cognizant of, because our obligation here when it comes before us is to make a decision about whether it's fair and whether clearly the need to have representation from third-party candidates and those who might not actually make it to the polls for whatever reason but may actually be viable candidates, I think it's something that is within our purview and something that we should try to ensure. And so for those reasons, I would disagree with the recommendation from council, and I think we should initiate a rulemaking. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also think we ought to initiate a rulemaking. I don't think we want to try and micromanage the debate criteria or the debate process, but I do think that perhaps we could tweak the rules, not necessarily exactly the way this petitioner has suggested, but I think if we opened up a rulemaking process, we could get comments and see whether there's a way that the rules could be tweaked in a way that they would be more inclusive and be more encouraging of greater political participation, which I think is a really important goal. I know everyone at the table talks about their desire to strengthen party organizations, and I do think party organizations are important for our democracy, but the reality is, and I think my source here is a Pew poll, the Pew Research Center, based on 2014 data, 39% identify as independents, 32% as Democrats, and 23% as Republicans. There are more people who identify, and I think this is particularly true amongst younger people, amongst the millennial generation. There are increasing numbers of people who don't identify with either party. They register as independents if they register. They identify themselves as independents, and they may not feel like a debate between just a Republican and a Democrat is something that they're particularly engaged in or is going to encourage them to tune in and to get involved and to get out and vote. And I think those are all important concerns for us. I don't know what would happen at the end of the process, but I do think it could. We haven't revisited the debate rules in a long time, and I think maybe it's time for us to do so. So with all due respect to council, I think we ought to open a rulemaking.
Any other comments? All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I did. I just want to comment. The debate regulations are a rule put in place to allow corporate sponsorship in coordination with candidates of certain political events, and it is an exception to the corporate, used to be expenditure, but now coordinated contribution rule, or coordinated expenditure rule, which would be a contribution. And so the purpose of our rule, while laudatory to encourage fairness and representativeness in the political process, while those are laudatory goals and policies, they aren't the principal focus of this regulation. This regulation is targeted at preventing corruption and corporate contributions so that things styled as debates don't become corporate-sponsored rallies for one or two candidates alone. And all we've asked them to do to avoid corruption in the process of sponsoring debates is have a broad set of objective criteria. And these criteria we have been in place a long time, and I'm not aware of any case where anyone has ever alleged or proved that the sponsorship of a debate under these regs gave rise to the circumvention of the corporate contribution rule or corruption of a candidate. So these rules are working pretty well, and they have for a period of time. And for that reason, I don't support reopening them.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Weintraub.
I'm sorry, I don't want to jump the line if Commissioner Hunter wants to.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry, I missed your...
Sorry, I know you were looking in my direction, didn't see her. Just a quick response to that. I hear what you're saying, but to put it in... to reframe what I said in that kind of language, I think what the petitioner is suggesting that by having rules that allow the sponsors of the debate to effectively eliminate everybody except the Republican and the Democratic nominee, that this is effectively a corporate contribution. You know, it's an odd kind of corporate contribution to both parties, but that act, there are people who contribute to both parties. So I think it could fit into that framework. I appreciate your hewing to the narrow purposes of the rule. That's a perfectly fair comment, but I do think the same concerns could be viewed in that way.
Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you. I'd just like to associate myself with the comments of the Vice Chair and Commissioner Goodman. And specifically, as you know, in the regulation, it says that staging organizations must use pre-established objective criteria to determine which candidates may participate. There's nothing in there about poll numbers. That's just what one organization decided to use. And for general election debates, organizations shall not use nomination by a particular political party as the sole objective criterion to determine whether to include a candidate in a debate. So there's nothing in the regs that say that favor. And actually, to the contrary, specifically, they can't say only the Republican nominee and the Democrat nominee are able to participate. And so I agree, there's already objective criteria established, and there's no need to open a rulemaking at this time.
Okay. So hearing Commissioner Walter.
I have the same concerns at this point about... trying to engage in a rulemaking to get a particular objective, i.e. maybe more people there, when we're not really the social engineers or should try and be. I think, you know, times have changed and everything else seems to be changing around us sometimes, but I don't think that really, we kind of have to hew to what our obligation is here, and that's my concern. And I also think, given the situation to try and have a rulemaking, you know, on the eve of a very important presidential election, everything might make it pretty hard, and we would be trying to decide this thing right in the middle to try and change the playing field. To me, would be something I'm not sure would be a great idea at this point.
Commissioner Weintraub.
We could always delay the implementation date till the 2020 election, or the, you know, since other people have debates besides presidents, you know, the 2018 election.
All right. Hearing no further comment, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. I can see the way it's going, but I'll make it anyway. I move that the Commission open a rulemaking and direct the Office of General Counsel to draft a notice of proposed rulemaking in response to the petition for rulemaking filed on September 11th, 2014 by Alexandra Shapiro on behalf of Level the Playing Field.
All right. Do you have that motion, Madam Secretary?
Yes, I do.
All right. You've all heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, please indicate by saying no.
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 All right. Madam Secretary, that motion fails by a vote of two ayes, Commissioner Weintraub and Ravel voting aye, and four against, Commissioner Walter, Commissioner Goodman, Hunter, and Vice Chair Peterson voting no. All right. The next, yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to inquire with counsel first, just in terms of next procedural steps, would it be helpful for us to make a motion, since it appears there are four who are opposed to opening up a rulemaking, a vote to instruct counsel to prepare an appropriate notice of disposition in light of the vote that we've had here?
The Commission. The Commission can do that. It's not.
What's the next procedural step, or is there any?
The last time this came up, the Commission did make a motion to direct OGC to draft a notice of disposition that reflected the views of the commissioners who voted not to proceed with the rulemaking. That's what happened last time.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay. If that would be the pleasure of those who voted no, I'd be happy to you said it much better than I probably would have. I'll take what, if I can kind of take what Mr. Noti just said and convert that into a motion, or would we need to repeat that?
I think we've got it on tape, and take it from there.
So we'll moved.
Sorry, I was conferring with my staff for a moment. So the motion is to direct
Office of General Counsel to craft an appropriate notice of disposition that reflects the views of those who voted against opening a rulemaking.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Okay. All right. Everyone has that understanding. All those in favor of this motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
No. So, Madam Secretary, that motion passes by a vote of 4-2. Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, Vice Chair Peterson, and Commissioner Walter voting yes, and Commissioner Weintraub and Ravel voting no. All right.